FM.
Guys, I have some breaking news for you.
What do you got?
When people get married at first sight and they've never actually met them before, the success rate of that marriage is bump, bump, bump.
What?
Low.
Is it low?
No. Stop it.
Yeah, but all the people on the show are looking for love.
Yes, it is.
Much better.
You've lost your...
We'll add that in post.
I like Beck doing it, to be honest. Now, I've got the article that you're referring to there. It says here, fans have expressed their frustration with the experts, not the concept itself.
No.
With the experts.
That's their fault.
Throughout the show's 8-season run. But the past year has led to growing speculation that they're not interested in making real love matches.
No.
What? Hang on, are you suggesting?
Can we get another?
What are you suggesting? They just want fights and drama. Just be careful, man.
Or Instagram followers or fame or endorsements.
You say it's just ratings driven? Mm. Of the 71 couples who've appeared on Maps, only 5 are still together.
Wow.
But including, interestingly, the couple last year that everyone hated.
Yes. Yeah, Bryce, didn't they? Are they having twins or they've had twins?
Yes.
Or Bryce and Melissa?
Yes. In fact, I believe there were some troubling issues early on there, but they're all good now.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of it, but I did watch an episode where he was actually really mean to her. But anyway, now they're having babies, so that seems like a good thing.
You wonder the experts then, do the experts have anything to sort of answer for low success rate?
It's according to global eHarmony relationship expert Rachel Lloyd.
Yeah.
Cos, thanks.
What's Rachel say?
She says the franchise's experts are at fault for and you're not going to believe, get the boom, boom, boom ready again. they're at fault for prioritising contestants who are big on drama and overlook singles who are genuinely on the same page.
Why would they do that?
I have no idea.
Why would singles who wanted to find love not just go to their pub or say to your friends if you've got any single mates rather than walking down the aisle and marrying a complete stranger and saying they're looking for love?
All that being said, I can't wait to watch the series.
Exactly. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.